that life's going to get better if you believe it will. That just having that blind faith that, you know, whatever is happening to you right now is meant to happen for you, for a greater good. And I know it's tough right now for you to hear that, but you can either look at it two ways. You can either look at it that this, like, woe is me, this is going to happen, this is happening to me, and I'm going to, you know, blame everybody else and respond in a way that's going to make my life worse, or I can acknowledge that I'm using this situation to become a better version of me to be able to help other people going forward. And I think with that, it kind of gives you a positive approach to it where they can look at it and say, you know what, like, I'm going through this pain right now. I acknowledge I'm going through it, but it's going to be make me one hell of a man growing up, and that ultimately is going to save my ass, you know, as I grow up. You got yourself here. You're here right now. And you can, you know, man up and do what you need to do to get better. Or you can be a bitch, go cry in the corner, blame everybody for your problems, say, woe is me. And I think sometimes in our lives when we're feeling that hopelessness and we're in that rat race of just feeling sorry for ourselves and saying, you know, life's never going to get better, it's tough. And I think especially when we don't believe, have that belief in ourselves, when somebody says, I believe in you and you can do it and I'm going to help show you the way to get you started, I was like, I'd never had anybody do that to me before, that unconditional love. And I just felt like this void being filled. Whether we believe we can or we believe we can't, right? It's the same answer. And for me, I always believed that I couldn't. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not. And
you're your own direction. You're your own power and you're your own beginning. This is the power that you deserve and a power that honestly you should trust. Remember, your life is in your control, not anybody else's. A lot of people are going to tell you to do this or do that or say, I'm just a product of my environment. That's not true. In your hands, this very moment is your journey, the journey that allows you to be someone fueled by your potential.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Now isn't the time to wait. Now isn't the time to waste. Let this be the power that takes you towards your success. This is the opportunity you've earned. This is the potential you've always had. Step out of the crowd and step into your success.
And I think in life, we can't change the past, right? We can only learn and grow from it. So there's no sense in like harping on mistakes you made. They're done. Like I always say, fail more, because if you never made a mistake, it means you never tried. If you never tried, it means you never took a chance. And if you never took a chance, you never believed in yourself, you never had faith. And faith, we need faith. You need to believe in yourself. And it doesn't matter how many times you failed. What matters is you keep getting up every day and trying again. And that's what really is important, at knowing that, you know, each day you have an opportunity to change. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Take the risks that allow you to become something more, that allow you to change your view on life, that allow you to look through a different pair of eyes, one that grants you the power to see something and to know how to change it, to look at life as an opportunity to feel like somebody new, someone with the potential that can keep moving forward.
We're not defined by our circumstances, we're defined by the choices we make in response to our circumstances. And I think people don't like to look at pain. Like people like are afraid of pain. They don't want to be hurt. They want to be coddled. They want this, they want that. Pain's great, man. And I think we need to change the way we view pain, because pain can really be the catalyst for purpose. I mean, you think about working out, right? One of the things I love about fitness is how it can be such an influential part in so many other areas of your life. You have to fail to grow stronger. You have to fail to run faster. You have to be in pain. And so using that pain to get better, and you grow from it.
Graft until you feel pain rise from your toes up to the highest point of your head. Not until then will you know you've made it past the fear, past failure, and towards achievement. You're in the right place. Your place is here. This is where it all starts, where your life finally falls into place, where you don't just see progress, you become it. You have it. You feel it within you. This is when you know you've made it, when you know you've grown.
Trusting the process, being patient. If they're not seeing results as fast as they want, quitting isn't going to help them get there. So I just try to help them see that, just change their mindset, change their perspective, be grateful, you know, be as positive as you can be, because I think positivity is one of those buzzwords now, like be positive, be this, be that. Which you can't be positive about everything, because there's some things in life that suck that you got to look at and be like, well, I'm 100 pounds overweight. Like, that sucks. But I think the key is being positive about the way you're going about doing things is what changes things. Because if you're pessimistic and negative, you're not gonna do shit. And I think so many people are afraid to look at themselves in the mirror and realize that they're the problem. Like, they realize that they're the ones complaining, bitching and moaning, and that them being coddled and sugarcoating everything is the reason that they're not getting anywhere in life. Reaching a goal sucks. It takes a lot of hard work, but not achieving the goal sucks even more. So choose your suck. Do you want to suck by not achieving it, or do you want to suck by working hard, putting in passion, putting in discipline, commitment, and hard work, and then achieving something? And that's how you build confidence, is, you know, tackling things you never thought you could do, trying things and failing and getting back up and keeping going and keeping going. And like, it doesn't matter how many times you get punched in the mouth, it matters how many times you fight back. And I think a lot of times, Tom, like, I love this analogy because it relates to so many people in a fight. If you and I were to sit here and you were to start punching me at random, sucker punching me, like, would I stand here and let you beat the piss out of me? Like, I would hope not, right? But in life, we let life beat the piss out of us. And we make our circumstances even worse by, when a negative event happens, we get depressed, or we feel pity for ourselves, or we turn to quick fixes like drugs, alcohol, and it makes our situation worse. So when you unpack the layer and you give that tough love of saying, you know what, like, you need to change. Like, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and stop being a victim, stop blaming other people, and take ownership for yourself and stop waiting for other people to fix your life.
What is it that you're waiting for? How much do you want it? Ask yourself this: what's more valuable, waiting or your time, your power, and your action? This is where your journey starts. This is where you grow, adapt, improve to become the person you admire. This is you. This can be you.
I think our belief system about ourselves can be so like hijacked based on what people others say about us, and then we start to believe it, whether it's like, you know, you're ugly, you're a pussy, you suck, you're unathletic, and then sure enough, if it happens over years, you start to believe that about yourself if you have no confidence in who you are. And I think the more you can own who you are and just chase after your own dreams and stop worrying about everybody else, then those things start to become lies when people are saying, you know what, you're a piece of shit, you suck, when you know, if you know about yourself, like, that's not true. I mean, that's what self-love is. It's just really knowing truly inside of you who you are. Well, I think you gotta look at your why, like why you're doing it. Because I think when you have a strong enough why, like the what's and the how's become irrelevant. You remember like why you started. Because I think we spend so much time worrying about what everybody else is doing, we've lost track of who we are as a person, right? And just looking within, whether that's in meditation or prayer or journaling, to really figure out like the things we like, the people we like, you know, where we like going and all that stuff, and then kind of filter that into your life organically. In order to get where you're going, you gotta know where you're at. Keep going.
You have this power. Communicate your problems. Communicate the power you know that you have. This is the beginning of your power, the start of your progress. This is where it starts. This is where you become something better than now, where you build a life for yourself, one where you hold the reins, where you make the final cut, where you have that power. This risk is what will take you in the direction where you control your life at last.
So you have to deliberately practice the weaknesses and make them as strong as you can, while also practicing your strengths and making those the top of your performance. Most people are too lazy to do that. They just want to practice everything, or they don't want to even bother to figure out which piece is the most important. You have to dig the well before you're thirsty, and you have to give without the attachment to getting something in return. So when people want to reach out, stop thinking about what's in it for you. Start thinking about only what's in it for other people. And if you don't worry about what's in it for you, you will find opportunities that come later down the line. And to sort of illustrate this, when I moved to LA, I had a toothache and it started to get more and more painful. And it really was starting to just dig into my brain. I couldn't think. I didn't have a car. I moved from New York. This is pre-Uber. I didn't have dental insurance because I was 27 and, you know, who cares about your teeth, right? You think about those later. I'll get new ones. And so I started to desperately call dentists and they were like, oh, look, I don't take new patients, or I can see you in a week. Go to the ER if you have a toothache. And I'm thinking, a week? I haven't slept. You know, this thing is killing me. So I posted on Facebook, and obviously I didn't have my privacy settings set correctly because a random stranger filled in the comment and said, my aunt's a dentist near you. Do you want me to give her a call? And I said, sure, yeah. So I went to his aunt the next morning before they officially opened, got that thing drilled the hell out, got it filled. She didn't overcharge me. I send this guy a message. Thank you so much. He goes, no problem, man. I don't know what you do. I heard you have some show that my friend likes, but I'm glad you got your tooth taken care of. And I said, let me know if there's anything I can do. He said, well, I'm a graphic designer, but I'm working at a cafe right now as a barista. I would love to just not make another cup of coffee again. And I said, well, I don't have any work for you, but I'll keep my ear to the ground. He said, whatever you can do, no problem. I don't expect you to give me a job. 4 days later, another entrepreneur friend of mine, she writes me and says, my web guys are blowing it. I keep firing them. Who can create good branding for me? I said, I've never worked with this guy, but here's a portfolio. He's a nice person. That's really all I can say. That guy got a full-time job, as far as I know, still works there years later, designing websites and templates and themes and branding for this woman's company because he helped me find a dentist on Facebook. So if he'd been thinking, how do I get a job? He would never have made that introduction to a dentist because the connection, the nexus is unclear. The opportunity lie over the horizon. But since he was helping without the attachment or expectation of anything in return, he ended up finding an opportunity through me that I didn't know about and that he didn't know about. But you won't find those unless you are constantly reaching out, digging the well before you're thirsty, and giving without that expectation of anything in return.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.